The Moon-Blessed King by Lindsay Bird. Read by Joe Jameson. This book is dedicated to all of the essential workers, first responders and primary caregivers who worked tirelessly through the COVID-19 pandemic. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for your service. Author's note. As with The Sun-Blessed Prince, this book was written during the COVID-19 pandemic. It was born from the tragedy and loss of life, as well as pain in watching the struggles essential workers, medical practitioners, scientists, and communities as a whole were going through. There are some scenes in this book that may be difficult for some listeners. Please listen to the content warning if you wish to have advance notice of these. A note on the content. The Moon-Blessed King is a lyrical and character-driven queer fantasy, which continues discussion of war and health inequities. Written originally in 2020, this work does not make direct reference to current or ongoing military conflicts. Though not written for shock value and handled with requisite care, listeners may be sensitive to some aspect of the story. These scenes include brief discussion of genocide, destruction, and mass murder of a civilian population, large-scale death due to failings of health infrastructure and access to appropriate healthcare, references to medical torture, and intense discussions of anxiety and trauma. The Journey So Far. This book is the sequel to The Sun-Blessed Prince. In the previous book, the Crown Prince of Celeb, Elysian, meets Alest, the heir to the Alalunan throne, who most of the public presumes is dead. Alest is a reaper, capable of killing anyone with a single touch. He was sent to Celeb to kill Elysian and Elysian's family, but Elysian is a giver, able to resurrect the dead and heal any wound. He cannot ascend to the Celeban throne if anyone discovers he is a giver, and so he hides his abilities from the public. Only a few family members and trusted friends know the truth. Alest had been promised the freedom of his fellow reapers in Alalun, who have been imprisoned underground, in exchange for killing the Celeban royal family. But when he tries to kill Elysian and fails, as givers cannot be killed, he realizes he will never be able to accomplish his task, and he sees no point in attempting to kill the rest of the family. Needing to keep his power secret and not knowing Alest's true identity, Elysian names his would-be assassin Cat and brings him to the Celeban compound Kreutzfurt as a prisoner. Kreutzfurt is where all givers and reapers of Celeb are meant to stay, isolating them from the world, but allowing them to train and use their abilities in specific scenarios. Givers are encouraged to heal the sick that come to the enclave. Reapers provide assistance for those needing end-of-life care. It is the ideal location to hide someone who knows his secret until the end of the war between their countries. Elysian and his best friend Leo both return to the warfront, where Celeb and Alalun are locked in a fierce battle that has been raging for 3 years. They are captured by Alalunan forces and are brought to Alalun's capital city of Alaray. Meanwhile, in Kreutzfurt, Kat meets Elysian's sister, Fenlia. Fen is also a giver and is extremely hostile towards reapers in general. Kat and Fen are enrolled in lessons in Kreutzfurt, learning sciences and biology and how their powers work. When Elysian's disappearance is discovered, Kat and Fen are summoned to Celeb's capital to meet with Elysian's father, King Aliaemon. Aliaemon has always known that Kat is Alest, and he attempts to provoke the enemy prince into killing him. Kat refuses. Instead, he works with Fen to see if they can find any clue as to Elysian's whereabouts. A new assassin is sent to Celeb in an attempt to kill Aliaemon, and Kat intervenes. Aliaemon sends